Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now we have 30 degrees, and now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how she picked this song, but I like it a lot. It's the host of Jill on Money, ladies and gentlemen. Heard every Saturday afternoon, 4 to 6. And she also, of course, has her blog, which is jillonmoney.com, plus her website. So there's a lot of stuff. How did you pick this song? I love this tune.
First of all, I'm not allowed to use it anymore, but I love you.
What?
You did.
What?
Yeah, we changed our music up. Well, it's a whole rights thing because everyone gets so nutty. Anyway, I love that song. My producer picked it for me because I'm stuck in a different era, and he's much younger than I am, and he thinks it's funny that I am stuck in a different era.
Yeah. Well, Jill is brought to you by AssetStrategies.com, AssetStrats.com. I suppose the big news is the jobs report, which came out Friday, as you predicted, because it always does. And the thing was, it was a little disappointing. I think that's the read I got from some people.
Well, yeah, you know, I think a lot of folks woke up on Saturday morning and to their local newspapers or radio stations and heard that just 20,000 jobs were created.
Yeah.
And that could be kind of a bummer when you were sort of expecting 180, 90, 200,000. I don't know what happened with that number, honestly. I mean, I spoke to a whole bunch of economists very quickly after the report was released, and I think the bottom line was like, huh, we don't know. And I think the better thing to do is to look at the trend, which has been very good. We got a very strong job creation number in January. We got a very weak number in February.
Right.
Taken together, we're averaging so far this year 165,000 jobs for the first 2 months. Okay. That's actually more normal when you think of it that way.
Right.
But those two isolated months, one really big, one really lower, that's weird. The unemployment rate went back to 3.8%. We expected that. That was when the furloughed workers were counted in one way. Then they got counted back into the labor force. We go back down. Two pieces of information that may be actually more important than that 20,000 number. The first one is that the wage gains were the best since the recession, up 3.4% from a year ago.
Wow.
And you know what? Inflation's running pretty low, 2%-ish, let's call it. And when you look at 3.4 minus the cost of things rising, you still got some extra money in your wallet. That's a good day. So that number was very good. And the broader unemployment rate dropped down to a level we have not seen in almost two decades. And that means that the labor market has tightened. A lot of people are working. Doesn't mean if you're looking for a job, it's going to be easy. I'm just saying the market does look much better.
But if you do have a job, odds are just to keep you, they'll pay you more, perhaps, maybe.
Yeah, and you know, I think that that's an important thing to remember because a lot of people are still very nervous. I know it's weird because here we are, it's almost 10 years since the recession.
That's why they're nervous, Jill.
Yeah, I know. Everyone gets like that hangover and they say, I don't want to ask for a raise. This is a good time to ask for a raise because your boss does not want to go out and hire somebody. It is a tight labor market, and it costs money to hire people. Turnover is expensive. So, look, you still got to make the case that you're worth it.
Well, okay. So that's good to hear because I think the one thing that did get kind of overshadowed, and you just mentioned it, was the fact that, you know, salaries are up 3% over a year. That's not terrible.
No, and it's good. I mean, I think that a lot of folks were wondering when wage gains were going to come. In the last 6 months, we've seen wage gains come on pretty strong. And so if you think about it like in just a big picture sort of way, you say, we have an economy that grew more strongly last year than it will this year. That doesn't mean the labor market's falling apart. It's funny. It's like the growth is strong enough that even this year to keep the labor market going. The thing that, you know, the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell was interviewed by 60 Minutes last night. And the thing that he kept banging on, which I think is important to remember, is that the Fed is going to keep looking at data to see what's going on because Just because things are going well here in the U.S., if things slow down in China, that's not good. If things slow down in Europe, that's not good. If it's very messy Brexit, if the U.K. leaves the European Union in a messy way, that's going to impact us. We are no longer out here alone leading the world, even though we're the largest economy. Right. We are dependent on what happens overseas.
You know, one thing I do want to bring up, and another figure that came out last week, was the trade deficit. Mm. And there was a time I was obsessed with the trade deficit.
I'm sorry.
Well, back in those golden days, you know, 1987, 88, stuff like that. And, you know, you wait for that number coming out, you know, late in the month, and you're going, oh, my God, here we go again. Because it really did affect. Should we be concerned about that? We're buying more than we're selling.
Well, yeah, I mean, the trade deficit has widened very significantly. Now, the thing is, when you talk to an economist, that they'll basically say, don't freak out about it. And that's why they were very they thought it was wrong-headed, perhaps, of the president to be focusing on the trade deficit as the measure of how we're going to see how we're doing in terms of trade. Because when you have a deficit, the numbers are – there's a disparate number, right? We take in more than we push out. But – we get something for that, right? We get their goods. Yes. So it sounds like, oh, they're kind of tinkering with our system. But we have gotten something. We bought stuff, right?
Right.
And that's the thing we always forget in the equation. So I wouldn't worry so much about the trade deficit. I think that the president would have been smarter not to actually focus on the trade deficit, because by that measure in the last couple of years, it doesn't look so hot under him. But he put it out there as a number that people should look at.
Well, there's no – I can't remember what the saying is, but I do in a sense. I'll paraphrase. But the deal is that, you know, you get to a point where you owe them so much money, you're actually running the bank.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, and the other thing is that the bigger issue with China right now, and the last issue that's going to – hopefully they'll get through in the U.S. trade talks with China is that there has to be fairness in any deal that you cut, right? And so what we're trying to figure out now is whatever they agree to, what will be the body that will determine whether or not one side or the other is cheating? And what will be the remedy if there is cheating? Because so far in the last 20 years, if China has cheated, it's kind of like, oh, we're mad. And it goes to the World Trade Organization, but it doesn't feel like a strong enough stick to prevent them from cheating again.
But in a sense, because we are one of their biggest customers, if not the biggest customer, we do have some clout. Because as you know, and you've reported this, their economy is slowing down a bit. So they've got to keep the growth going.
Well, I think that it's a funny thing. I think in many ways that you know, if you look at the president's ideas around negotiation, the thing that he said was going to get them to the table was the trade deficit. That's not what's getting them to the table. They were already slowing down before this trade talk started. And so as a result, now that their economy is slowing probably closer to 6%, and that's probably a lie anyway, maybe it's 5%. But, you know, that's happening. They don't want this to continue. It's not good for them.
Right.
And by the way, not so great with us, because we need to actually get those trade deals in place. We need to lift these tariffs, and we don't want this to go any further.
Jill, it's always great. JillOnMoney.com. You can listen on Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6. Thanks for being on. Talk to you later. 627.
Planning for retirement is more challenging than ever. Pension plans have been replaced with 401k or 403b plans. If you are self-employed, you must be disciplined to save. Hi, I'm Alan Rothstein, CPA, PFS, President of Asset Strategies. We work with individuals who want to begin planning for retirement but are unsure of which direction to go. We do this without selling any insurance or investment products. Our office is located in Avon. Visit us at assetstrats.com. Asset Strategies. We earn money with you, not from you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.